Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So we are starting Parshas Korach. Rashi says, Parshas Hu Yofan in Dreshes, the Medrash Tanhuma. A lot of drushes about it. Machlekes Kanareh is one of the ongoing sagas that the Jewish nation has been going through since our inception, and we have not been able to get out of it, unfortunately. And as Hayom is there, we suffer from it. By Svisha and by Sheni was destroyed because of Machlekes and Eschinim. And if we would have fixed it up 100%, we'd have the Bayis Shlishi ready. But we don't, so at least each one of us had to do all we can. So one of the points that we see here, just a Pshutah Shel Mikra, we see the mechanics of Machlekes. Machlekes always starts with some lofty ideal. In other words, the person doesn't realize what's really pushing him inside. He looks on the surface, and here Korach was fighting for equality, for the rights of Klal Yisrael. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving out all the positions to his immediate family and forgetting that the rest of Klal Yisrael, Kulam Kedoshim, that's what he said, we're all holy. And Rashi brings, it's amazing that they were very convincing. They got, came out of all the families, so on their side, it says there were 250 heads of Sanhedrin. This is from Shaphat to Reuven. Okay, so now it was very convincing, his argument. But together with that, Rashi said that he was jealous that Litzofen ben Uziel was picked as a Nasri and not himself, Korach. Korach was a very prominent person. He was very learned, and he was also very rich, which always has a bad effect, potentially bad effect at least, on a person, making him his worth go up. He thinks he's worthy of everything. So that's what happened to him. He came out with this, with his very seemingly good cause, not to let all the leadership of Klal Yisrael go to just one family and fight for equality of Klal Yisrael. But deep down, Klal Yisrael revealed to us that this was not the case. That was not the starting point. He could have managed with recognizing that Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Arnav and Aaron HaKohen was the biggest Rosh Hashanah and the biggest tzaddikim, and we'd be more than happy that you should be the leaders. Because of the negiah that he didn't pay attention to, that's where he fell, and that's where all his followers fell in the same place. The lashon that they said when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, "Madu atis nasu al kal Hashem." The right thing that what are you putting yourselves in a higher position than the rest of Klal Yisrael? Now, this in itself is an incriminating comment, because the way a person talks, it really reveals the way he looks at life. And he was looking at positions as being his natus, power, control. What do you have more power than we do? Later on in the conversation, they also say that Tzadon Zavirin said, was a part of this thing, that you took us out of the wonderful land of Mitzrayim to the Midbar. Are you going to be also have power over us, like a minister over us? That's what you want to do. You're just out here for power. And this is an important rule in life. When we see a chisaron by somebody else, it's something we have also. The famous maaseh of Tamidim of Tzadikim, both I know the Chazanish, the Altamus Lobotka, Gerev, or the same sort of maaseh, which was they're working with the Talmud, and there was a woman that wasn't dressed appropriately that passed by, and the Talmud was all upset that you know, how could it be, lack of respect, lack of self-dignity. And the Rebbe told all of the Talmidim, the difference between me and you that I didn't make a fuss about it is because you are more closer to that Yetzer Hara. The person has a Yetzer Hara, he notices things more and it bothers him more. Why aren't people perfect in that thing? But he doesn't realize it's because he himself is not perfect in that issue. So that's what's happening over here. That when they're saying this comment about do it, it's nasu, you're taking power, you're putting yourself above everybody else, you're controlling, that means that that's what really they were, that was their mind frame in life. And that is the source of all machlekes. Machlekes starts from the point that a person puts himself in a position that I have to have this and I have to have that. I need power. I need this. I need this land. I need this country. I need this in the pleset. I need this breakfast, whatever it may be. All the different forms of machlekes, what they have between the country, between the city, between a neighbor, between husband and wife, parents and children. It's all the same thing. I have to have my power, I have to have it my way. When Moshe Rabbeinu commented back to them, he said interesting comments. He said, it's not enough for you that Hashem uplifted you. You're Levim. It lifted you from the rest of Klal Yisrael to be oivei the avodas hamishkan, do the work, do the labor, be an eved to Hashem. And your position is to be misharis, to serve Klal Yisrael. We cast them gam kahuna. It's not enough for you. Moshe Rabbeinu, to have power and control. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is no such thing. It didn't exist in his life, that concept. He was aware of it. But that's not his approach to life. His approach to life to be lavaid, mishores, sa'ido. Yes, he was the most powerful person. But it says that a person takes a position, abdes notati lachem, adarabah, the position of power is not to take the power for himself, it's to use his position to take care of the needs of Klal Yisrael. And if it's a position in the base of Mikdash, it's a position to be Oyvet Hashem, to subjugate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to represent Klal Yisrael and be their shliach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two different mind frames. That's what it's all about. Moshe Ben had that purity. Yes, he had the most powerful position. He had the next most powerful position to his brother. But it wasn't coming anywhere from the desire for power. Coming from a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in the beginning, we know Moshe Rabbeinu tried to get out of it to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not so happy with it. But he said, who am I? Who am I to represent Klal Yisrael, to go to Paro? So Gemara Shabbos also describes when the Torah was given, the Satan was looking to find where is the Torah. And he went to this place, that place, everybody said, I don't know where it is. So they told him, you got to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, who am I that deserves to get the Torah? And after the Kodesh Baruch said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you lie? You have the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, I didn't want to be Machzik Tov L'Atzmi. I didn't want to make it sound like something special about me that I deserve it. Hashem Rachmanos on us, and he gave us the Torah. He cares about us. He wants us to have good, so he gave us the Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, unflinching clarity. And the guy who was Klal Yisrael, and great leaders in Klal Yisrael, totally confused to fight against him. And he doesn't, he didn't relate to the discussion because it was so not remiss and insignificant to him. I had to defend myself that I am taking power, I'm not taking power. It's not a discussion, I have no chances to that. I believe it's Hashem. Oh, that's what you want. You want more of it, Hashem. You want to be Mishoris. Serve the nation more than you're serving now. Be happy with what you have. You have a nice position. Hashem is the one who's giving out the positions. That was the whole story of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is a lesson, which such important and timely lesson for everybody to take. like we said, we're still in the situation of Chum and Beit HaMikdash. We don't have the Geula yet, and we're yearning. We're so close. We see Hashem has turned the world upside down. But what's Hashem turned the world upside down for? To give us that one message. You are not in power. You are not in controlling. You're not serving. You're not in the sea. You're nothing. You don't even know what's going on. And when we don't get the message, he gives us another message and a third message all over the world, whether it be the machlis or the uprisings or whatever you want to call them, lack of clarity, lack of knowledge of where we're heading, where we're going. It's all to give us a message. And drop that stuff. Don't think deep down that I'm the one who's running the world. And believe you me, every single one of us has that a little bit. I have it, and maybe not everybody, but not everybody has it. That we all know that Hashem runs the world, and we believe it. When it comes to the day-to-day life, when I get up in the morning, and I can't find my sack, do I say, oh, because Gorka wants me to have to look a little more for the sack, or they get upset, what happened to that sack? If I need my lunch or my supper, and it's not ready on time, or the kids are not behaving themselves, or how many other things that can happen, or my neighbor wants to do something which I'm not so happy with. There's unlimited things that we're going through in the course of the day, and if we look down deeply into ourselves, we're taking one of these options. Either we're looking at it as, yes, I'm an Eved Hashem, and this is a situation Hashem brought me, and I'm going to use it in the best possible fashion, and keep my peaceful countenance. I'm going to try to mechazik the other person, bring him around to the right position, and to do the right things. Or has to show him the other way around. That's that other part of us, that gets the heart, that says, I'm the Melech. That's a David Melech called the king. He called him the king. That's controlling power within us. We don't want him to be there, but he's there. I acknowledge that he's there. And he's telling me, I have to do it my way. And why did this person do that? And why the other person do that? And why didn't he do it? And all the why questions. And Yitzhak Shem will be there to read this parsha and reread the parsha and see. We have two ways of ending off. We could have a happy ending of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the night, even the great Kerech had said that they were going to the children. And they said, "And Moshe Emes, the Torah Emes." And that's what they meant. Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah is his way of life. His Emes is a way of life. We made a mistake here. We fooled ourselves to think that we fear for Klal Yisrael, that we're fearing for ourselves. And the proof of the pudding is, we made a machlokes. That's it. When it comes to machlokes, when it comes to fighting, there's a proof that there's something wrong here. The concept of machlokes Hashem Shammai is something completely different, which doesn't exist in our day and age, and we know it did exist. It was a difference of opinion. There was an opinion, a difference of opinion, in the fashion that each side was mechaber the other side and appreciated the other side. They're just trying to come out to the emes. It's Hashem, the more we think into this, and like we said, Hashem is giving it message after message. We'll take the message, internalize it, try to think how either mess could address situations that I'm addressing in one way, or in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and Hashem will be grateful to all the brachas and Yeshua's Bekodesh. Have a good Shabbos.